Good morning. We greet you in Jesus' name again this morning. And blessed to be in the house of God today. Appreciate the things we've heard and been taught. I trust that we can continue to receive something from the Lord. I feel like I don't have a lot to offer this morning, but trust the Lord can take a few loaves and fishes and make a blessing out of it. Let's bow our heads for a word of prayer. Our Father in heaven, we come to you in Jesus' name. We look to you for grace, for wisdom, and for a word from you, O God, that you would stir our hearts, that you would touch our lives, that you will make us a blessing. Use us for your glory, O God, and that everyone here would be encouraged and strengthened and inspired to go on. Bless your word in Jesus' name. Amen. This morning I have one verse in Philippians chapter 4 that is my text verse. And there's one small word in the middle of that verse that is my subject this morning. Philippians chapter 4, verse 9. It says, those things which ye have both learned and received and heard and seen in me, do. And the God of peace shall be with you. I was reading through here with my devotions recently. As I read that verse, that word do just bounced off the page at me. And I thought, there's a whole message in that thought. Those things ye have learned, received, and heard, and seen. You know, we come to church. Paul talked about that. Why we come to church? We come to church and we hear the word of God and we are taught. And most of us have been in church probably all of our life. How many church services have we sat through in our lifetime? Week after week after week. And we hear the word preached. We hear the word taught. We have our family devotions where we read the Bible and we share together at home and we are taught these things and many things that we have learned and we've received and we've heard and we've seen. We've seen those that the examples that have been given to us, and we have heard the word, we have received the word, and we have been taught the word. And then he says, do these things. And I guess the message that I have this morning is, you know, it is important to be, we must be engaged in the work of the Lord. You know, we can have all the information and all the knowledge and all the know-how and all the understanding of God and His Word and His ways and His truth, but He expects us to be engaged, to engage those things that we know, to put them to practice, to put them to use, and to accomplish the work that God has called us to do. So that's the heart. That's what's been on my heart this morning. When I started studying this, I made a statement here. I said the Christian walk is not passive. But the more I studied and the more I looked into it, I had to change my mind somewhat on that. The thought of a passive, there is a passive obedience as well as an active obedience in walking with the Lord. Can someone share with me what would be a passive obedience look like? What's an example of that in the Word of God or in the example of Jesus? Can someone think of what is the passive? The passive and active are somewhat opposites. There's active obedience, and then there's also passive obedience. Could somebody share with me what would be an example of a passive?
What comes to my mind is James, when you can say, be warmed and filled, but then not do anything else about
yeah.
who needs to be warmed and filled.
Right. That would be, but there is also a right way to be passive. In that, and I think that really is something that affects probably our people more than we realize. Jesus, whenever he was persecuted, when he suffered, he did not react. He was non-resistance. Non-resistance is being passive. In other words, when someone is mistreating you or abusing you or misusing you, we are called to be non-resistant, to accept it. Jesus was passive whenever he suffered, when they mistreated him. He gave his life, he laid down his life and was abused and was used and was misused and was crucified for us. That is one example of a passive obedience in the Christian walk. And I believe that as Christians, you know, we have that as Anabaptist people. We have that mentality that we receive, we don't react against persecution. We don't react against those. We are non-resistant, and we turn the other cheek, and all things work together for the good for those that love the Lord. So we are somewhat passive in our nature as Anabaptist background people, because of I'm wondering if that doesn't somewhat affect us negatively in the fact that we are not as actively obedient whenever there is places where we need to be actively involved in pursuing the work of God. Now I remember like last week Brother James shared, you know, the obedience is not going to bring about our salvation, but because of our righteousness that was imputed to us by faith in Jesus Christ, there are righteous actions that come forth from our life, and we are called to be actively engaged in the work of the Lord. One thing that I often think about when I think of this subject, I think about the message that Brother Abner preached many years ago. I don't know how many of you were here to hear that, when he talked about the farmer that bought a new combine, and he has the new combine in his shed, and he has it, keeps it clean, he keeps it immaculate, he keeps it lubricated, he keeps it in perfect condition. But that combine isn't going to be any benefit to him until he takes it out in the field and engages the machine to produce fruit, to produce crops, to produce, to bring forth, to bring, to do the work that it was designed to do. It's the engaging of the machine that brings forth fruit and brings forth the purpose that the machine was designed for. And I think that's how sometimes as Christians we can learn many things, we can know how to do, we know the Word of God, we know the promises of God, but unless we take our lives out and engage our lives in the work of the Lord and become actively involved in pursuing God and experiencing God and being vessels that God can use for His glory, it's not going to bring forth fruit unto God. But we need to become actively engaged in pursuing God and being a blessing in His kingdom and being fruitful servants in His kingdom. Another scripture I want to read is Matthew chapter 15. Matthew chapter 15. That doesn't seem to be it. Must have my reference wrong. The parable of the talents. Where is that? Matthew 25. Thank you. Yeah, Matthew 25:14. Hit the wrong number with my typewriter. I'm going to read through some of this. The kingdom of heaven is a man traveling into a far country, called his own servants and delivered them unto them his goods. And unto one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, and to another 1, and to another, and every man according to his ability, and straightway took his journey. And then he that had received the 5 talents went and traded with the same and made them other 5 talents. Likewise, he that received 2 also gained other 2. And he that received the 1 went and digged in the earth and hid his Lord's money. And after a long time, the Lord of those servants cometh and reckoneth with them. So he that had received the 5 came and brought other 5, saying, Lord, thou deliverest to me 5 talents. Behold, I have gained beside them 5 talents more. The Lord said, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things, and enter thou into the joy of thy Lord. He also that received 2 talents came and said, Lord, thou deliverest to me 2 talents. Behold, I have gained 2 other talents beside them. And his Lord said unto him, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord. Then he which received the 1 talent came and said, Lord, I knew thee, that thou art a hard man, and reapest where thou hast not sowed, and gather where thou hast not strawed. And I was afraid, and went and hid thy talent in the earth. And lo, there thou hast that is thine. And his Lord answered and said, thou wicked and slothful servant. Thou knowest that I reap where I sow not, and I gather where I have not straw. Thou oughtest therefore to have put my money to the exchangers, and then at my coming I should have received mine own with usury. Take therefore that talent from him, and give it unto him which hath 10 talents. For unto one, every one that hath shall be given, and he shall have abundance. But from him that hath not shall be taken away even that he hath. Cast ye the unprofitable servant into outer darkness, and there shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. A sad story of the man who failed to exercise the talent that was given to him, failed to be actively involved and actively engaged in the work that God had committed to him. Now, I believe that every one of us here this morning have been committed a talent, a gift, a blessing, a responsibility in your life from God. I don't believe any of us are lacking something that we can do, something that God is asking of us. And I think it's important as the children of God that we will pursue God and know what God is wanting of us, what God is asking of us, that we are serving God in the capacity that he is called us to. I believe that every one of us has a work, that we have a work assignment that is given to us, and we are expected to serve God in the work that he's calling us to. And it's important that we engage ourselves in that work and fulfill that calling as God gives us grace and gives us wisdom. So that's my encouragement to us, that we avail ourselves of that grace that God gives and make the best of the thing, what God calls us to. Another scripture I have is in John 8:28-32. It says, then Jesus said unto them, when ye have lifted up the Son of Man, then shall ye know that I am he, and that I do nothing of myself, but as the Father hath taught me, I speak those things. He that sent me is with me, and the Father hath not left me alone, for I do those things that please him. And as he spake these words, many believed on him. And then said Jesus unto those Jews that believed on him, if you continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. I like here how Jesus says that the things that he does, the things that he did, were the things that he saw of his Father. He saw the things that he received from his Father. He was doing those things that he knows pleased his Father. And I believe that's the heart that we should have this morning, that we see the example of the life of Jesus, and we know the life that Jesus lived, and we're to live our lives as following the examples of the things that we have seen, the thing that we have heard, the things that we learn from Jesus, as the verse said, Paul, or the things that we've learned from Paul, the things that we learned from our forefathers, from the fathers that have taught us, from the truths of the Word of God, those things that we have learned, those things that we have seen and understood, and the examples that were given to us, these are the things that we are to pursue, we are to follow after, we are to give our heart to follow after, and to be a oneness in purpose and in heart with Jesus and with God and with the examples of the Word of God, that our heart is pursuing those things that please him, as Jesus pursued those things that pleased his Father. So we are pursuing those things that please him. And this is where we find our life. This is where we find our freedom, as we learn to know him, we learn to know his heart, and we continue in the word, as it says here. He that believeth on him, those that believe on him, says, if you continue in my word, then are ye my disciples, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Talk about freedom. Freedom comes by following the truth, by knowing the truth, and by engaging in the truth. This is where we find our freedom. This is where we find our oneness with God. This is where we find our peace, which passes all understanding. By opening our hearts to God, allowing his light to shine into our heart, and knowing the truth, knowing the word of God, and the truth that cleanses and sanctifies our life, and frees us from our sin, purifies our heart, and makes us ready for heaven. Thank God for his word. In St. John chapter 14, another scripture that speaks about our oneness with the Father. St. John chapter 14, Brother Paul read here this morning. I was in verse 9, it was Jesus said, have I been so long time with you, and yet hast thou not known me, Philip? He that hath seen me hath seen the Father. How sayest thou, show us the Father? Believest thou not that I am in the Father, and the Father in me? And the words I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me, he doeth the works. Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father in me, or else believe me for the very work's sake. Verily I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also. Greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. And whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. If ye love me, keep my commandments. And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comfort, that he may be able to, may abide with you forever. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him, but ye know him, for he dwelleth in you and shall be in you. I will not leave you comfortless. I will come unto you. Yet a little while, the world seeth me no more, but ye see me, because I live, and ye shall live also. At that day ye shall know that I am in my Father, and ye in me, and I in you. He that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him and will manifest myself unto him. So it's the oneness with God that same oneness that is with Jesus and his Father is also that oneness that we have in him. And the last verse I want to read says, the world may know that I love the Father, and as the Father gave me commandment, even so I do. I do. So it's that same oneness that Jesus had with the Father can be the oneness that we have with Jesus. We have that same heart, the heart of oneness, to be an example, to be a servant, to be a follower, to be a vessel that God can use to be engaged in his work, to be engaged in the work of the Lord, to be engaged in the kingdom work, in building his kingdom, and being a blessing, being a vessel that can bring glory to him. In 1 Corinthians 11, it says, be followers of me, even as I also am of Christ. That's Paul speaking. Paul also spoke of us being followers We being followers, being imitators of Jesus Christ, I believe. We are to be followers of those that are faithful, those that were teaching the Word of God. Paul was a faithful a vessel that God used, and he was able to say, follow me as I follow Christ. And I believe we can say that today in the church today, as we walk with Christ. As we walk with Christ, we can be an encouragement to others to follow him as we follow Christ. It says, now I praise you, brethren, that you remember me in all things and keep the ordinances as I delivered them to you. So I believe the kingdom of God is built. The kingdom of God is built by many various gifts and callings in the brotherhood. And I don't believe that every one of us have exactly the same gift and calling all the time, but I believe we are all called to serve. We all have a calling. We all have a gift to calling on our life. And I believe that the kingdom of God is built when we all find our place before God and are actively engaged in serving and in exercising the gifts that God has given to us, and that we are faithful and true, allowing his word and his ways to be effective in our lives today. You may not be called to do what I am called to do, but I believe every believer has a gift and a calling to fulfill. It's important that we are making ourselves available and actively doing what God is asking us to do with our time here in this life. You know, our time here is short. We were here for a time, and then it's eternity. And what we do with our time, God cares about that. I believe God cares about our time. He cares about what we're doing. I don't think that we should sit back and just passively let the world go by and not be actively involved in sharing the Word of God and being a blessing in his kingdom. Not to be like the man that buried his talent and was cast off as an unprofitable servant. Some of the things I believe that we are called to do, all of us, I believe as the children of God, I believe we are called to active obedience in things like praying without ceasing. Prayer is a work that everyone can do. Prayer is a work that we are called to do. Praying for the needs around us, praying for the church, praying for our country, praying for the lost and the dying. Praying is a work that all of us are called to, men, women, and children. We can all pray, and God honors that obedience, I believe. He hears our prayers and answers our prayers. In everything, give thanks. I believe a thankful heart, a thankful and worshipful heart is a calling of God upon our life. And God is calling us to serve him in that way with a thankful heart. I believe it's that a grateful heart is a testimony of the goodness of God. And to love God and to love one another, to pursue holiness and to pursue righteousness. It's something that it doesn't just happen by sitting back and doing nothing. It's something that we must pursue, we must walk after, we must allow it to be the pursuit of our heart to experience holiness and righteousness and peace with God continually. Flee immorality. The Bible speaks very clearly that we must flee from sin. We must flee from immorality and sin. And one place it says to be not drunk with wine, but be filled with the Spirit, to experience the fullness and the power of God, and not be influenced by the corruption of the world and the things that drag us down, but allow the Spirit of God to empower us, to fill us, and to make us a blessing. And then there's the Great Commission of going and sharing the Word of God, sharing the gospel in all the world, and baptizing and discipling those that come to Jesus. So it's my heart this morning that we are actively involved. I know for myself, there's a tendency to just sit back and relax and let the other person do it and take it easy. We have a soft and easy life here in this community, in this country of ours, and we can easily sit back and just let the world go by and not be actively pursuing and engaged in the kingdom work. But God is calling us, every one of us, to those things which we have seen and received and heard, those things which we have learned and received and heard and seen in Jesus, in Paul, in the Word of God, in the ministry, the things that have been taught here in the church, the things that are taught in the Word of God. Do those things. Simply do. And the peace of God shall be with you. And that is my prayer this morning for every one of us, that we're doing the things that God is calling us to do, and that the peace of God can rest upon us, that we can be at peace and at rest, that we can be blessed, that we can be free, that we can be empowered by His Spirit and experiencing the fullness of His blessing upon our life today. I know it's not late, but that's basically what my heart has to share this morning. And I think I'm going to conclude with that. And it's encouraged us to allow God to speak to our heart and to engage ourselves. It's my burden this morning for that we become, every one of us, find our place in the church and put our heart in the work of God. There's a tendency to just sit back and let everybody else do the work and not get involved, and we don't want to get our fingers dirty, because we don't want to get involved with the activities of the church and the needs that need to be taken care of, things that need to be done. But God is calling every one of us as His followers to pursue Him, to pursue righteousness, to be a blessing, to share in the responsibility of building the kingdom of God this morning. So with that, let's just stand for a word of prayer. We'll be dismissed. Father in heaven, we come before you this morning. I just thank you for your grace. Thank you for your peace. And thank you for your example, your oneness with the Father, your heart to do those things that please the Father. And I pray for everyone here this morning that we would have that same heart to be a blessing in the kingdom of God. Teach us to walk with you, to follow you all the days of our life. We love you, we bless you, and we praise you in Jesus' precious name. Bless us as we go from here. Keep us safe on the road. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.